USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police in Windsor, Ontario, Canada have moved to clear out the remaining protesters, breaking up an occupation near the Ambassador Bridge. That's the bridge that connects Windsor to Detroit and is one of the busiest border crossings between the U.S. and the Dominion. 12 arrests were made, and according to a police spokesman, there was no violence from the protesters and officers did not have to use force. A group of protesters opposing Canada's COVID protocols, including vaccine mandates, has been blocking the bridge for about a week. There were fewer than 30 protesters Sunday morning who were far outnumbered by law enforcement. French President Emmanuel Macron has a full campaign team fanning out across France. He's meeting with voters, and he's making speeches about the future of his country, but he has not yet declared his candidacy for the upcoming presidential election in April. He has until March 4th to do so. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
In case you missed it, records that former President Trump took with him from the White House to Mar-a-Lago, Florida, have been retrieved by the National Archives. And now USA Radio's Wendy King says there are now calls for an investigation.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found in his Florida home of Mar-a-Lago. Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney said she was deeply concerned that records were not provided to the National Archives as directed by law. The Archives are now asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of those records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other memorabilia that he had hoped to display someday in his presidential library. He said he transferred those records to the archives willingly.
That was Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
People may have a strong objection to COVID vaccine mandates on political or medical grounds, but that does not elevate them to a religious belief that should be accommodated. That was written as much by conservative evangelical leader Robert Jeffress in an email to the Associated Press. While thousands have been seeking such exemptions from vaccine mandates, they have been doing so without the backing of major denominations or leaders. Pope Francis has defended vaccines as the most reasonable solution to the pandemic, but there are divisions within the U.S. Catholic Church. Parts of the country are getting a reminder that the groundhog said six more weeks of winter there will be. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
A major storm system, another one, now expected to bring snow and ice and powerful thunderstorms to nearly a dozen states in the Central Plains and the Southeast over the next few days. Forecasters say New Mexico to Colorado and into northern Illinois and Wisconsin will be on the west side of the storm, so they'll be getting the snow, the rain and thunderstorm activity likely from Houston to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Travelers across the region expect changing weather conditions by Wednesday with also very strong winds and a possibility of flooding. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The mayor of Hudson, Ohio, outside of Cleveland, said at a recent city council meeting that allowing ice fishing on a city lake could lead to prostitution. Craig Schubert telling WJW-TV that his comments stemmed from when he was a reporter covering law enforcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.